Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, August 12th, 2025, and we have a great mix of science headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Investor news breaks: Quantum Biopharma listed NASDAQ QNTM to seek shareholder approval for $600K private placement. Quantum Biopharma listed NASDAQ QNTM plans to seek shareholder approval for a $600,000 private placement of Class A multiple voting shares at its annual general and special meeting on September 26, 2025. The company anticipates the offering to be fully subscribed by existing MVS holders and to close around the meeting date. The proceeds will be used for general working capital, and all securities will be subject to a 4-month plus 1-day hold period under Canadian securities laws. Quantum Biopharma is a biopharmaceutical company focused on innovative assets and biotech solutions for neurodegenerative and metabolic disorders, with a lead compound, Lucid MS, targeting multiple sclerosis. Learn more about Quantum Biopharma, ibn.fm/QNTM.
Ucore Rare Metals Inc., UCURF, secures $18.4 million DOD award to fast-track heavy rare earth independence. Ucore Rare Metals Inc. has secured an $18.4 million Phase 2 award from the U.S. Department of Defense to fast-track its Louisiana Strategic Metals Complex. This award builds on Phase 1 success, where Ucore separated terbium and dysprosium critical for defense applications. RapidSX, a U.S. government-backed technology, offers an alternative to Chinese refiners. The award supports detailed engineering, equipment procurement, and early-stage construction in Louisiana. Ucore aims to achieve full mechanical completion of the facility in the second half of 2026, minimizing shareholder dilution and positioning itself as a reliable North American source of heavy rare earth elements. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.